And search teams in northern Idaho yesterday recovered the bodies of two snowboarders who died in an avalanche over the weekend. Authorities in Utah have ended a full-scale search for more victims of a massive avalanche there last Friday that killed at least one person. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that avalanche experts are urging people to make better decisions in the wilderness.
Law enforcement officials in Park City, Utah, say they're scaling back their search because they think they've recovered the only victim from last Friday's avalanche near the Canyons Ski Resort. Still, 27-year-old Shane Maxner was the seventh person in Utah to die in an avalanche this winter, a record for the state and the most in the U.S. Heavy, dense snow and strong winds have created prime avalanche conditions, but there's also a human factor. Bruce Tremper heads the Forest Service's Utah Avalanche Center. He spoke with one of the snowboarders who was with Shane Maxner. The group says Tremper left the resort boundary, a spot marked with a sign that features a skull and crossbones and a warning of possible death from avalanche.
So they went through the sign and they saw the skull and crossbones, but it just didn't quite connect with them. And they were still in that mental framework of, well, we're, you know, it is a ski resort. And so it's really hard to make that mental jump to when you pass that rope that you are stepping into the Stone Age.
But avalanche researcher Ian McCammon notes the backcountry area beyond the warning sign had tracks on it, a sign that others had been there safely.
You can probably go through that gate 99 times out of 100 and never have any problems. And that's, I think, one of the difficult issues that land managers are dealing with, is that this is public land and people certainly have a right to access it.
McCammon says people need to make decisions in the backcountry based on the facts before them, the angle of a slope, the avalanche forecast, rather than relying on feelings and assumptions and a false sense of security that a skull and crossbones doesn't really mean what it says. Tom Goldman, NPR News.